call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 18, 2021. And I have 9:04 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, public hearing for proposed rezoning requests.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the October 18th, 2021 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Your first case number is, you want the order number? Order 10-18-2021-001, which is a request by Willow Spring Farm, LLC. So on October the 12th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission for a rezoning request on parcel number 06-1.0-01-00-000-004.003. Located at 932 Keatley Road, Walnut Shade. Property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural on Lot 2 and C1 Neighborhood Commercial on Lot 1. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial Districts for Lot 1 and Lot 2. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is 4.6 acres in size approximately. It is Lots 1 and 2 located in Bear Valley Ranchero Subdivision, with a barn, a carport, and a poultry house located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So to get you oriented for location, so on the screen, Highway 65, to access the property, you take 176, if you follow my cursor, to Day Road, south on Day to Keatley. So there's our current zoning. As you can see, it's two lots. We have the A1 lot and the C1 lot. And then I just took a photo at the entrance when I posted the property for the public hearing. That, I would turn it over to an applicant or applicants to.
Thank you, and good morning, commissioners. As mentioned.
Could you state your name for the
thank
record?
Thank you, appreciate that. Yeah, my name is Bodie Conley. I'm one of the owners of Willow Spring Farm Co., LLC.
Thank you.
And we are the owner of that property there. We purchased it in August, so about 60 days ago. As mentioned, there are two parcels, A1 and C1, that we do need to get zoned C2. So this particular property, just the history of it, in 2011, the owner at that time planted an apple orchard of 100 to 150 trees. And I don't know when it was rezoned, but I'm assuming that that's when they rezoned that parcel to C1 to operate that apple orchard. They sold that in 2019 to a couple that then turned, also added a flower farm. And that's kind of what you saw in the foreground of that picture. My wife, Marissa Connolly, and then our business partners, Kevin Hutchison and Jessica Hutchison, this is really a passion project of the wives. When they saw that it had come up for sale, they were looking for something to do. and this became a very active investment for us for a long time. And so they're passionate about the flowers, passionate about the apples. As you saw, there's also an existing barn structure there of about 1,400 square feet. That will be the retail market. And so we're going to continue with the apple orchard, continue with the flower farm. The retail market will be there. And then to the west of the retail market, we're going to add an Amish construction timber frame pavilion to support family events out there and different things like that that pull in not just the community but hopefully support an agritourism concept as we do the flower farm and the apple orchard. And then to the far west of the property, we do intend to build a guest cottage, just one. We have a septic that's 1,500 gallons, and that's it. And the way that the property lays, it is 4.6 or so, but there's quite a bit that we lose just because it is on a ridge and a hilltop. And so most all of the property is already taken up outside of that far west end. Past that, we can't really do anything else, and so it will remain just a apple orchard, flower farm, barn retail. There's also a kind of a white picket fence on the property that we're relocating to support, let's just say, like mom's days out with their kids. It's kind of going to be like an English garden concept that further kind of gets underneath that flower idea and supports that. And so our goal, our purpose is very much for a family destination, local, as well as regional and hopefully beyond, with a kind of a burgeoning retail marketplace inside that barn concept. And so the guest cottage is just a one-bed, one-bath, and that'll be the only one. About 900 square feet, also constructed by the Amish. And so those are our greater plans for the property, but beyond that, really all the usable space is already spoken for. And so there's no further expansion that we could do. But because we do intend to pull more traffic than has been done, a C2 zoning seems to be right, as we intend to grow that retail concept. The prior owners, being the apple orchard owners, John and Mary Paget, they, on their kind of their apple fall weekends, they pull 1,500 cars on a weekend. And so we know that it can do substantial traffic already. And then as we intend to grow on it, we just thought wisely that C2 would accommodate everything we're trying to do for both parcels. I'll stop there. That's really, you know, the most of it, and open up for questions.
I don't have any.
I forgot one thing just to add. All the neighbors have been very supportive so far. Even the prior apple orchard owner, John, he's been working for free just because it's a passion of his. And so that's been neat to see all the owners be on board. But. Sure.
Is there anyone here want to, in opposition to this petition, come and have signed up, come on up.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Any other questions?
I have no questions.
Nope. Seeing no remonstrance or opposition, move to approve order number 10-18. -2021-01. Make sure I'm putting the right one, huh?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. Moving on, are we ready to move on then? Mm-hmm. Moving on down the agenda, 238 Hillcrest Street, number 10-18-2021-02.
So again, on October the 12th, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission for a rezone request on parcel number 17-2.0-04-001-009-002.000. Located at 238 Hillcrest Street, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for RV1, recreational vehicle park district. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, property is approximately 16.1 acres in size. Is lot numbers 14, 15, 16 located in the Hillcrest addition to Longview subdivision with a garage located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and is served by Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So attention to the screen, we'll get your location. Of course, here's the bridges over Taney Como, landing, corner where Lakeshore takes off, highlighted parcel. Hillcrest is here. With that, I would turn it over to your applicant that's there ready.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Good morning, Todd Chandler. I'm the civil engineer representing Mr. and Mrs. Christensen here, which are the developers. My client is proposing to construct a 150-unit RV park as part of the rezoning request. They're actually from Jefferson City, so they're in town today to visit with us as well. As far as access for this development, my client has actually acquired the property that's adjacent to O'Reilly Automotive with access to Mount Branson. This is the property that was recently cleared within the past, I think, year and a half, because it was a heavily vegetated property. So now it's been cleared. That will be the main access for this development, the main and only access for the development. That is what we're proposing. With that being said, we looked at several different options of Autumn Road as well as Amherst as secondary, but these were not ideal because of site distance issues, safety for the existing Mount Branson roadway. What we're proposing is an access that would be very wide to accommodate RVs, so typically you're looking at 40-foot width with 40-foot curb returns as well on it, so RVs can easily access the property. That driveway will actually be lined up with the driveway that's across the road serving the existing gas station as well, too. And with that, I guess I'll just open it up to any questions the commission may have on the project.
Is that just a platted road, publicly platted?
This is a 50-foot wide public platted road, correct. When they did the Hillcrest subdivision, put the parcel lines on, you see these little red tick marks are your lot lines.
Yeah.
Put the lot numbers on, but it's 14, 15, 16. There's 17, 18. 18's been subdivided. Well, this was a platted road,
a road to go through,
as is this road and that road, and yeah, it's just undeveloped. And the parcel next to O'Reilly's, they're actually these two parcels right here.
Okay, so that's not publicly platted. That's just an actual parcel.
No, it just actually ended up being a parcel that they now own. So they own
both of those.
Both of those, correct.
Todd, what's the name of the road that you plan on exiting to the highway 76? What's the name of the road that you'd plan on the RVs exiting?
Oh, that will be a private road. So it'll be basically just an entrance road. I believe that's what you're asking.
Will you merge onto the highway on 76?
If the commission has a recommendation for a road name,
will you come onto the highway?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a name yet.
That is Mount Branson. Where our entrance road is going to access directly onto Mount Branson.
Okay.